Hello, and welcome to Sandy by the Sea, a portrait of life from the island at the end of England. In this programme, I enter the world of local ukulele group, the Pompey Pluckers. I find out how they got started, how the uke has become en vogue again, and I sample some of their stellar songbook. I must declare an interest at this stage as a recent convert to the pint-sized guitar. I caught up with the group's founder, Linda, at one of their weekly meets in Milton. Okay, so Linda, you're the coordinator of the Portsmouth Ukulele Group, is that right?
Yeah.
I get it right. And tell me a bit about the group itself and how that sprung up.
It sprung up last July.
Okay.
When I'd been away out of the country for a couple of years, and I'd been a sort of closet ukulele player.
Right. Was it a small closet?
It was a very small closet, yeah, a little tiny village in Portugal, in rural Portugal.
Uh-huh.
And I'd taken a ukulele with me because I actually play the piano and I couldn't take my piano, so I bought a ukulele the day before I left to take with me so I'd have something.
Because it's easy to travel.
Absolutely. And good hand luggage.
Is that a natural leap from a piano to a ukulele or not?
Absolutely. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
you don't have to push a ukulele.
So tell me how big the group is and how it's grown since July. How many sort of...
Yeah, well, when I got back, when I got back from Portugal, I advertised and went online and found out other people. And the first person I found was Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And she already had a ukulele group on Facebook. And then I found three other people, and we met up, and we just started practicing, really. And we very quickly, one of the people that was involved at the beginning was running choirs in Portsmouth, and we just somehow just all got together and it worked. So we said we'd try and find a place to meet regularly. And I made some flyers and stuck them around, mostly Albert Road, in fact.
Yeah.
And I went on the Portsmouth Music website, musicians' website.
Mm-hmm.
And people just started coming. And it just, the first week, I think we must have had about 8 people, which really surprised us.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we decided we'd book a room here because we could see that people were going to be keen. And it just went from there. The next week we had another couple, and then one might have dropped out, and one or two may have dropped out over the months, but then two or three more come in.
Mm-hmm.
So our, I think we've probably got about 30 people all together, but we don't always meet up together. There's usually between 12 and 20 of us at any given gig or any given practice.
Mm-hmm.
We meet once a week.
And tell me about the ukulele itself, because there's a bit of a resurgence, really, isn't there, in the ukulele? It's very popular. I don't know whether it's to do with SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't know. It might be, hopefully, bigger reasons.
Well, from my point of view, I went to the London Ukulele Festival, the first London Ukulele Festival, when I got back from abroad last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... There were just I think it was 850 ukulele players...
Wow.
...had got together to break the world record of... how many ukulele players can play one song at the same time.
Right.
And as I say, about 850 people. And that made me realise that there must be people here that would do it. And I think the reason for it, probably, is that it's just so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a lot of fun. It's small. You can carry it around. It's cheap. You don't have to spend a lot of money to buy your first ukulele.
It's a very accessible instrument as well, isn't it? It's very easy to pick up and play around with.
That's right, and you can make different sounds with it that you wouldn't expect. You know, it's easy to experiment on because it's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it hasn't got the musical range that other instruments would have. But in some ways it kind of, you know, that's quite a good thing.
Yeah.
And... I mean, it's just a lovely instrument. And I think the main thing is that it makes people laugh. You know, you get a ukulele in hand and it makes you happy. I really believe that. You've only got to see it when people play it together.
So if people want to get involved in Portsmouth, where should they start with
the ukulele.
Yeah, where should they come? Obviously to the group and to the website.
If they'd like to join us first, I think would be the best. Well, they can look it up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give them all the information that they need if they want to take. If they're still interested when they've looked at our website, then they should join us. We meet every Thursday at the Old House at Home here in Loxway Road at 8 o'clock. We also meet the first Sunday of the month at the Florence Arms in Southsea at about 7 to jam.
Mm-hmm.
All welcome.
Great. Well, thanks very much for talking to me, and thanks for your time. And I'm going to have a pluck as well later, I think.
I hope you will.
I will. Thank you. So, Colin, you're another newcomer to the ukulele group in Portsmouth. Tell me what drew you here.
Chance, really.
Chance, okay. Yeah, explain, that sounds intriguing.
Well, I used to play it a long time ago.
Okay.
And I picked it up to teach my small children to play.
Okay. It's quite popular with kids, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought it might be a good way. They want to play the guitar, and I thought it might be a good way to get them into the guitar, because the frets are close together, the neck is quite narrow, so I thought it just starts to give them they're interested in the guitar, but I think they're just too small.
This is a bit more manageable, I suppose, in some ways.
Yeah. Guitars, they're only 6 and 2.5, so.
And how are they getting on with it? Have they formed a band yet? Or
No, I think they're just like posing at the moment.
Right.
But my son's a pretty good poser. he looks the business. We've just got to get the technique down.
So what kind of ukuleles have they got?
No, they use my one.
They use your one?
Yeah, but it
is it a family heirloom, this one? Or
no, but it's I'm just trying to remember how old it is. I think it's about 26 years old.
Wow.
So I bought it when I was a children's entertainer, so
And that's when you used to play, is that right?
That's when I used to play it, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's just been sitting in a box in the garage. You know.
So it's been reawakened.
Yeah. I always liked it. It was always fun. But I think now there's a lot more music around. There's a lot more interest in the instrument.
Mm.
You know, when I first started playing it, there was so little that was aimed at it, just some George Formby stuff and things like that.
George seems to be the person that is most associated with the ukulele, it seems. Is he an icon of yours? Or?
No, not really.
No.
I don't mind him, but, I think he was a good player, actually. People think of him as just really a comic performer. But I think it's just a really good, fun instrument. It's pretty difficult to make it sound sad, isn't it? You
know, That's true. It's interesting, actually, how it seems to have gained credibility more recently as an instrument. You know, more and more artists are using it in their sets, whereas, you know, before it was sort of not a toy, but almost a fun instrument, and that was it. But you've got more sort of serious artists, if you like, using it now.
Yeah, well, I suppose it might be just a reaction to some of modern music, where it's all programmed and looking for different organic sounds, really. And I think this sort of kind of gives it to it. But I suppose it depends on the type of music they're playing. There's a lot, quite a diversity of music around there at the moment.
Is there a song on the ukulele that you're trying to master at the moment, that you're whiling away hours in the evening, or?
No, I'm not, actually. I was going to collect some nursery songs, you know, to play to the kid, for the kids, so they could sing along and things like that. So that was really what I was sort of aiming to do, because I've only just restrung it, because the strings, as I said, were with the originals, I think. So,
so you'd had your money out of them.
Yeah. £2.50.
Yeah.
Or was it pounds, shillings and pence back then? I don't remember.
Who knows? Well, good luck with it, and hope it goes well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. So, Randall, tell me why you're here and for your love of the ukulele.
Just for the fun of it. And the community spirit.
There's a lot of fun, isn't there? There's a lot of cheerful people.
And it's community spirit, and it's a good sing-song, and a little bit of learning. I try and learn a bit, so it's all pluses, you know. Everything's a plus.
And how long have you been wielding
about
the ukulele for?
9 months, I guess.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And are there particular challenges with that? Are you...
Yeah, I can't play many notes. Yeah. I can only play C.
That's an easy one, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Don't tell Linda.
And are there particular songs that you enjoy playing here? It's quite a varied selection.
The set list we do this night and the previous night is the music we all like to seem to sing. Uh-huh. It's fun. People like to sing along. And it's varied, yeah. It's all right, yeah. Nice.
And have you been involved in the recent sort of gigs? And
Yeah. I've missed a few, but I do try to go to the gigs, yeah.
And is that daunting? Are there nerves before you go out?
Or? Not really, no. No, surprisingly not, no. I think the audience are almost up for it, like we are.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's nice about it. You know, I think you can feel a bit of fun here tonight, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Well, when you get the audience seem to be up for a bit of fun. In fact, the audience always sing along.
Uh-huh.
Nice, yeah.
It's good humour, isn't
it? It helps you along. It's not a critical audience, you know. It is uplifting, yeah.
Faye, tell me how you got involved and how long you've been playing the ukulele for.
Well, I've been playing for as long as Renee, uh-huh. about 9 months, just coming once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved because I was with a singing group, and one of the girls there said that this was happening on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get a uke and come down? So I did, and I liked the atmosphere of everybody. And I've just been coming ever since, really.
And you've got, not only have you got a bright red ukulele, but you've got a rainbow strap.
Oh, yes, because Jamaica colours. I'm Jamaican, you know, and we like our colours.
Do your ukes have names? Because some people have named theirs. Have yours?
No, I've not named mine.
No.
Although I'm really familiar with it and familiar with a few chords, I haven't named it.
And where do you hope to take the ukulele? Is it sort of, does stardom beckon?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's just a social thing.
I think just to be social.
Yeah.
I like just playing and just being out with people.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good turnout here tonight. I mean,
it's good fun, yeah.
Good crowd.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And we're all in good voice.
I heard that earlier, yeah.
I quite enjoy it. I mean, I'm just a beginner. I still consider myself a beginner because I've never really played an instrument before. Mm. And it's a challenge just to learn to play this. And I think I've always wanted to play the guitar.
Mm.
But then when I looked at the uke and I realised it's not got as many strings, I thought it might be easier to play. And because it's all rhythmic, it is a lot easier. And if you're here with guys that play all the time, they're very good, and you could just pick it up.
It's very open, isn't it? Very supportive. I mean, there's a range, really, in terms of experience and kind of standard. But it strikes me that there aren't sort of people huddling in the corner, sort of really
just
worried
me.
About. Yeah, just
<you. laughs> well, this side over here tends to be
Because we go to singing groups.
Oh, okay.
And that's...
We've all come from singing, you see.
Ah, okay,
so
that's interesting.
So we want to learn this.
So your first instrument's your voice.
Well, yes. I suppose so. But the lady that teaches us to sing, the choir, she also comes here for youth She's quite a character in Portsmouth, so she encourages, she gives us the confidence to come along, you know. You need somebody, you need some catalyst to just get you here, and once you're here...
A bit of motivation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A bit of morale boost.
It's a bit daunting, I suppose, isn't it?
Or I think it can be,
I notice can you play?
I'm trying, I have to say. I bought a ukulele about 6 weeks ago now. And I play guitar for, about 3 or 4 years. Picking up the ukulele, thought, oh, it's just the same.
Yeah, you've got to
struggle slightly.
I think if you play any string instrument, you've got a starting place, haven't you?
Yeah.
Whereas I've never played any instrument.
No, we've not, most of us here have not played any instrument ever.
That's
before,
why I found it really difficult, especially moving between the chords.
Yeah,
I've learnt a lot of chords, but it's going from one chord to the other, I'm a lot slower.
It's all shapes, isn't it? And then, but it's just remembering shapes
and
numbers.
I think with practice, I'm going to get there. I'll be sitting in the front of the next concert.
Well, it's nice to talk to both of you. And I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And good luck with the plucking.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Plucking.
Thank you. Martin, you're the songsmith behind the Play at Pompey rendition that
Pompey
we just heard.
Pompey Boys,
Now, obviously, it'd be churlish to ask you the inspiration for that.
Yeah, a bit of a Pompey fan, but I'm an old folk music, you know, I play folk music as well.
Okay.
So I used to play the guitar and still do, you know, still come to the folk club.
Yeah.
And basically, I just transposed that song for ukulele. I did it 2 years ago for the Cardiff final and changed a few words and It's still fresh.
Still sounds
now.
Fresh.
Yeah, still fresh for the ukulele group.
Is the ukulele your weapon of choice, or?
Yeah, well, I play both. I mean, there are slight differences with the chords, and I thought initially it was a bit of a problem, but I seem to have overcome that now. But for convenience and carrying around, it's so easy to carry the ukulele around, and they're a good bunch here, you know, and I really enjoy playing with them.
Some people call it the travel guitar, but I think that demeans it slightly, I think.
It's been good fun playing with this lot. I watched Joe Brown, he got his inspiration. A lot of these stars, George Harrison used to tuck away with the Beatles and play songs on the ukulele. And it's good fun to get out. It's good fun to play at parties and things like that, and to get people singing. I do like the sing-along songs and the easy ones to play. And just with a couple of chords, you can have such great fun, you know.
So did your folk connections lead you to this group?
Yeah,
is that how it happened?
Yeah, Linda came along to the folk with her ukulele. And I mistakenly brought a ukulele for my daughter for a bit of a laugh.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I don't want to play that, Dad. What have you given me? I want a guitar. And I said, well, I better make a home for it. And I started playing the ukulele and come along on Thursday for this club.
And it strikes me that there's a really good social element as well.
Yeah, well, lately we've been playing a lot of gigs, so it's been quite good fun, you know, and it's great to see other people enjoying our music. And they're good crowds, you know. So.
And you've got a gig or a workshop coming up next week, I think, at the...
That's it, Theatre Royal.
Which is a sort of a new divergence.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, I've been to a few concerts at the Theatre Royal. I've never played there, so it'd be nice to tick that one off the list.
And it's a great theatre as well, isn't it? It's a great atmosphere.
And if we're playing with a chap who I saw play at the Cellars, he is superb. I think we're supporting this guy. He's only 14 and he's superb, you know, so... If that's the same chat we're playing along with, it'd be great fun.
So just final question, are you currently working on your Christmas single? Is that the idea?
Yeah, something like that. I'm hoping Pompey with a cup, so...
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. You might get calls, you never know.
You never know, cheers.
Rolling, 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 r
So, Berry, tell me about the ukulele. And earlier, you and I were having a conversation about some of the other instruments that people often mistake for ukuleles.
Well, first of all, the ukulele first originated from Portugal. And the sailors were out in the Pacific, and I think the Hawaiians rather liked the instrument, and they developed it from there. And they, of course, have made it proper ukulele. But there are other instruments that have been a blend of the ukulele. In 1917, I think, that someone called Alvin Keach, who was a Hawaiian, he came to the UK and he combined the ukulele with the American banjo, and he called it the banjo uke. And the advantages of the banjo uke were that it was had much more volume than the ukulele. But on the other hand, it's a much sharper instrument. The ukulele is a more forgiving instrument and fairly soft tones. So he produced this banjo ukulele, which, of course, as most people know, was developed even further with the likes of George Formby, who made it his own. But it wasn't the instrument so much, it was his strumming that made it so such a wonderful instrument.
And you're a big fan of his, and I believe you're a member of the society.
I am. Yeah. When George Formby died in the 60s, they set up this George Formby Society up in the north. It mainly meets in Blackpool, and there must be many hundred members of the society. And I have to say that when I go up occasionally to the conventions, listening to some of the youngsters playing, some of them are better than George Formby himself. They have mastered this split stroke, and they are wonderful. And it's really great to see the George Formby legend continuing, and particularly in the youngsters who are doing it. But it's very much concentrated up in the north, and there's not so much of it down in the south, hence I joined the ukulele group here.
So it's starting to spread, perhaps?
There are certainly lots of people who do play the ukulele banjo down here, but it's concentrated mainly in the north, yeah.
And the ukulele itself has kind of spread out to a younger cohort of people, hasn't it now?
Well, I think in my day, not that I'm a musician, but in my day at school, we tried everything with the recorder, and that was pretty awful. Nowadays, I think people have realised that the ukulele is quite a straightforward instrument to play, and the youngsters feel that they can go further. From playing the ukulele, it's not much of a step up to the guitar, and it's a straightforward and simple instrument to use, and by learning a couple of chords you're playing some fairly good pop songs, so they enjoy it, and it's a forgiving instrument as well. Not like the recorder.
And you yourself started playing the ukulele on the high seas, is that right?
Well, not a bit before that. I went to quite a musical school, and I wasn't a very good musician, so but they said you've got to do something at the end of term concert, so I took, someone suggested I play the ukulele, so that's where it started, and I joined the Navy, and I started playing the ukulele banjo a little bit, a couple of sods operas as we're called, and I enjoyed it, and then there were many years of gaps when I didn't play at all, and then as I retired I started playing a little bit more, and came across the ukulele group here, which I've joined and enjoy very much.
And it seems to be going from strength to strength. The kind of the membership's increasing. You've got more gigs and playing different venues.
I think it is. As we play more and more gigs, more and more people hear about us, and they realise that actually it's quite a simple instrument to play and quite good fun. The social life that goes with it. We do seem to be increasing our numbers. It's funny actually that we get quite a few people who join and then we don't see them again. Not sure why, but now still we're a fairly constant number of about 30, I suppose, turn up to our practice.
And just finally, obviously you're a big George Formby fan. Yeah. So you're a big fan of his music, but what sort of other songs are you a fan of, and what's your favourite style to play on the ukulele?
Well, all I think. Having joined this group, I've been quite surprised at the versatility of the ukulele and the number of songs that we can play. But mainly recent pop songs, quite frankly. In fact, looking right in front of us, there's an Elvis Presley medley. You know, there's all sorts of songs we can play. But my I have no particular favourites. There are so many.
I have, in fact, I have a picture at home of Elvis Presley himself in Blue Hawaii, I think, jumping through the air with a ukulele in his hand. Yeah. So there we are.
Yeah.
It comes full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he is brilliant.
Thanks to Linda & Co. for a great night out with a ukulele and a pint. If you would like to join the Ponca Pluckers, you can find more information at their website, www.portsmouthukulelegroup.webs.com. For those of you having trouble spelling ukulele, it's UKELELE. Or you can come along to a weekly meeting at the Old House at Home, Loxway Road, Milton, every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Alternatively, the first Sunday of every month at the Florence Arms in Southsea. Sandy by the Sea is a King of the Buttons production for Express FM. That's it for now. Join me next time for more cultural messages in highly polished bottles.